Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazza.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Tomorrow sees the City Council by-election triggered by the resignation of Labour's Anne Sinnott. It's in the Petersfield ward, which covers off my house, part of the Mill Road, Jimmy's night shelter, and this radio station. Political blogger Phil Rogers is here. Morning, Phil.
Good morning.
Morning, morning. So first off, why are we having a by-election at all?
Well, this by-election's come up because Anne Sinnott, who was the Labour candidate for this area, Labour councillor rather, for this area previously, resigned a few weeks back in a dispute over primarily over access of transgender people to women's toilets in Cambridge and whether the City Council should allow that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember the story. Is there a cost involved at all by calling this sort of this by-election?
It does cost a certain amount to run by-elections. It'll be probably a few thousand pounds. So, but
so her resignation. I'm thinking this as you know, as a resident of Petersfield and a city council taxpayer. Well, I guess we all are, aren't we? It's going to cost us a little bit.
It's going to cost a little bit, but on the other hand,
you could put the money in a fountain instead.
You could do. I guess you could hand it out to Petersfield residents, dripping and dripping pennies through the letterbox. Maybe they'd welcome that. I don't know. But I'm sure people in Petersfield want to have a local councillor who'll be looking out for their interests and representing them in the council.
Yeah.
So Anne's decided to step down, so we need to elect someone else.
No, that's fair enough, I guess. Are Anne Sinnott's views likely to be a hindrance at all to her success or potential successor, should that be the Labour candidate?
To be honest, I suspect it's not going to make a huge difference to what happens in the Labour Council. Lewis Herbert has said that the Council's going to review its policy on this particular issue. That obviously wasn't enough for Anne. Mm. So we'll have to wait and see what happens on that. But this election isn't going to change the makeup of the Council. Labour have a fairly comfortable majority at the moment.
Because this is this interesting thing, really, because this particular piece of legislation with regards... phrases correctly, which would allow transgender people to use, I think, amongst other things, toilet facilities on council property. That's been around for goodness knows how long, and then all of a sudden it becomes an issue for Ms. Sinnott.
Yes, that's right. I think the policy was originally put in place in 2010 or so, if I remember rightly, or it's been in place for a number of years. So it was a little bit of a surprise that it suddenly came up as an issue recently. But here we are, and people will be going to the polls tomorrow.
Yeah, I guess arguably Sarah Brown, who's the Lib Dem candidate, has a bit of a score to settle because... was it not her legislation, and then she lost her place on the City Council to Anne Sinnott?
That's right, yes. And she is trans herself, and she lost her seat to Anne Sinnott 4 years ago, I think, and then they contested it again this year, and Anne won fairly comfortably in the local elections, but... Petersfield has been reasonably safe for Labour in recent years, so that wasn't a huge surprise.
I can say that presumably reflects the kind of bits of paper which have been coming through my letterbox over the past 2 or 3 weeks. I should probably go through it. A reasonable amount from Labour, a reasonable amount from the Lib Dems. I think just the one leaflet on recycled paper from the Greens. But if I didn't know that I could find a full list of candidates on the City Council website, I snuck in the legal bit there, I wouldn't know that there was a Conservative candidate standing.
I believe there is a Conservative leaflet about. I haven't actually seen it, but certainly Petersfield is mainly going to be a contest between Labour and the Lib Dems, which is pretty much the case across the city these days.
Yeah, I guess so. We were trying to work this all out, actually, in the context of potential changes to boundaries, because I'm just in the next street from here, so I'm firmly in Petersfield. But Lucy, you're on the cusp. We think you're in Trumpington at the moment, but you might be about to move,
yes.
Or at least be moved.
I'm sort of down Station Road, and I think I'm technically Trumpington, but I keep hearing that they're changing the boundaries. I might be turning into Petersfield.
Well, at the moment, we have different boundaries for the city and for the county councils, which confuses things mightily. And the city council boundaries are all going to change in 2020, and then we'll have a free-for-all with all 42 seats across the city being up for election at once, and that'll be quite exciting.
That's going to be a great election morning. I'll book you in already for that for that one, Phil. Is there anything else likely to come up with regards, because these sort of these issues. For example, I noticed that the Lib Dems were mentioning Brexit. Electing the Lib Dem candidate in Petersfield is not going to change the future of Brexit, yet they mentioned this in their leaflets.
Well, the Lib Dems are keen to gain support from people who are opposing Brexit, and there are certainly plenty of those in Cambridge. But you're right. Whether there's one more or one less councillor on Cambridge City Council isn't really going to make a huge difference to the big Brexit picture. But it may be something that influences the vote for some people.
Now we shall see. Well, look, thank you very much, as always, Phil.
Always a pleasure.
We will vote. We'll be able to vote tomorrow. The polling stations will be open from
7 in the morning till 10 p.m. You don't need your polling card to vote.
That's always useful information. When do we get the count? Is it going to overnight or is it going to be in the morning?
Yes, I believe it's the count is happening straight away, so we should get the results around midnight or soon afterwards, I would expect.
Exciting. Okay, well, no doubt tweet that out when we get it. And the result here on Friday morning with Lucy and Tim. Thank you very much, Phil. It's 20 to 9.